Okay, so we're jumping now to Simon Kuf Samach Gimel. That's the Simon of Bris Mila. It's the Sasei Doraisa on the father, Lomolus Benoi. If he doesn't know how to do the Bris Mila himself, so he can be Mamane Ashliach, but the father still should be the one who puts the baby on the lap of the Sandik. And also, he should be the one to give the Ismail, the knife, to the Mael right before he does the bris. The father should also stand next to the Mael as he's doing the bris. And there's two brachas actually, but the second of the brachas, which is in between the chituch, between when you cut the arla and when you peel the arla back, called the priya. So you make a bracha, Shekhacham says, so it's Ivan Lachnisa Rabisa Shal Avram Avinu, that bracha the father makes. The minig is not to give sandik to one person two times. In other words, each kid should have his own sandik. That's a prevalent minig. There are some people who will give certain special people more than one time. Also, once somebody serves as the mael for you, so then you're not supposed to replace them with another mael. Even in a situation where the mael was out of town, happened to me actually, it wasn't that he was out of town, but the mael that we used for all of our kids except one was a doctor, and there was a time where the medical institution over here was cracking down on him because of the fact that he served as a male also with seats of a panel, different things. So one time we had to take a different male. But in a situation, where the male is out of town, and then before you you hire another male, or you remind another male, and then you find out that the male is going to be back in town, so halach is you go back to the first male, and the second guy doesn't get to do it. Okay, at the time of the Bris Mila, so everybody is supposed to be standing. We take that from the Pasuk, it says, V'yamay kola umba bris, and that's a smach to the fact that everybody's supposed to be standing, of course, with the exception of one person, the sandik, who's holding the baby, so he's supposed to be sitting. After the father's bracha of lach nisai, everybody says amen, and then everybody says kashem shenichnas the bris, king chenas the terrible football mice and taifu. Okay, the male has to know hilchas mila very well. He also has a chiyuv to check the baby as far as his health, whether he's going to be able to withstand the bris beforehand. You can't just go at it. Also, if there is a doctor or if there's a mialetis, a midwife, so you're supposed to consult with them first and find out if the baby is in shape to have the bris. You have to be very careful not to do a bris when there's a chashash of any kind of a sakana or chayli. Pikuach nefesh is deicha, deicha everything except for gimel averus chamuris. And it's interesting, he actually says this. He says that you can push off a bris, but once the baby is gone, so you can't bring him back from the Elam HaEmes. So therefore, you have to be very careful. You know what you're doing before you give the kid a bris. The seder. Once the kid has a bris pushed off and he becomes roy to get a bris again, so then you're not allowed to push it off at all. Even if you're going to be able to have more people there or whatever it is, Allah's reason, you gotta do it right then and there. And the exception to that is if it's on Shabbos and Yantif. So if it's a nidche, it's not going to be deicha Shabbos and Yantif. You have a woman who the first two children, Leolenu, died from their bris mila. The halacha is that the third kid, you don't give a bris mila when he's 8 days old. You wait until he's older and stronger, and he'll be able to handle it a lot more. Not just with the same lady. Let's say you have two sisters, and each one had a child who died from a bris. So the halacha is that even a third sister, certainly those two, a child that they have has to wait until later on in order to get the kid a bris. If a baby is born bein hashmashes, so then you run into a problem as to which one is which day is the shmeini is the eighth day which you give the mila, and so therefore you have to ask a shayla based on the particulars of the situation. The seder. If if a baby dies before bris, this is one of these heart-rending halachas. You have a baby, and the baby dies before he ever has a chance to have a bris milah. So the halacha is that you give him a bris milah al kivrei before you bury him. You don't make a bracha at that bris, but you give the kid a name. There's a kriyas shem, and the kriyas shem is for the reason that that in shemayim, so then he'll have it evokes rachme shemayim when somebody has a name, and also for tchias amesim, so he's gonna have they're gonna have a connection with his parents. He'll be able to locate his parents at the time of tchias amesim and reconnect with them at that time. If you forgot to give the child a bris and you buried him, so halacha is that if they bury him in within a day or so, whatever it is, they realize that you're supposed to unearth him and give the bris then. If it's already a couple days time where there's going to be decomposing already and it's a b'zayin ames, so then you don't do it. Okay, moving on. There's a minig to have a suda at the time of the bris milah, on the day of the bris milah. The reason for that is that any mitzvah which was accepted b'simcha sasa neichim al mezecha k'moitzah shal rav is talking about bris milah. So any mitzvah which was accepted b'simcha continues to be celebrated with great simcha, and that's ad hayom hazeh. He gives a stark mussar shmuz to people who try to be cheap and just give out coffee and cake after the bris. Without having a proper suda, he says that it's lo yafu mashe meisim. You have to make chashav a suda, and he goes on to say that anybody who's invited to a bris, that's why it's the minig not to invite people to a bris. Anybody who's invited to a bris, he's talking about a suda's bris, and the person who's inviting you is an ish hagun, so you have a chiyuv to go. You have to go. That's why people are just modia about the bris; they don't invite to a bris. He also says that there's another Suda's mitzvah, which is Leil Shabbos before the bris, which is otherwise known as Shalom Zachar. He calls it a Suda's mitzvah. And then he says there's a third Suda, which is, that's just a minig, is the night before the kid's bris, bris Yitzchak, or whatever you call it. But other people, will stay up late at night or all night learning that night, and as is a chus, but he says, but that suda is just a minig, that's not a suda's mitzvah at all. All right, close the halachas of bris milah. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we move on to pidyon habenim.